News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Israel is set to cut off electricity in Gaza as negotiations with Hamas over the fragile ceasefire become more chaotic. We're joined by Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Middle East correspondent. Alistair, just bring us up to speed on what's happening.
Well, this announcement came last night from the Israeli government to cut off electricity to Gaza. Actually, in practical terms, I'm not sure how consequential it will be for the reason that Israel doesn't supply electricity to Gaza anymore, with one exception. That's to a water desalination plant, so a water treatment plant. Most of the electricity in Gaza comes via generators or via solar power. So in and of itself, it seems to be sort of more of a threat to try and push hostage negotiations forward. But of course, you know, that will have an effect in weeks to come. If fresh water can't be produced, you could get problems with sewage, etc. So it could have a problem, but maybe just not in the immediate term.
So where are we at in terms of the standoff over hostages?
Well, I think it's all linked. So in Doha and Qatar today, hostage negotiations will get underway. I think the first time that hostage negotiations will have happened under the Trump presidency, or at least since he's been inaugurated. So quite a significant moment. This should have happened a long time ago, but for one reason or another, it didn't. And so the first phase of the ceasefire, which has now expired, has been sort of kept alive by an informal agreement for the fighting not to resume. These talks in Qatar will try and breach differences between the two sides. And I think the thing to watch out for is Steve Witkoff, Trump's Middle East envoy. He's going to be in Saudi Arabia for those Ukraine talks. If he flies to Doha later in the week, in the coming days, then I think that is a sign that things are progressing.
And are you optimistic that things can progress?
Yeah, I am. Optimism sort of tempered with a pretty substantial yeah. dose of reality. The reason I am optimistic is because, as I said, the phase one of the ceasefire is over, and yet the fighting, there has been moments of clashes, a few Israeli airstrikes, but by and large, the fighting has not resumed in Gaza. And that suggests to me that the Israelis would prefer to find a way forward to release their hostages, the remaining 59 hostages, rather than see a return to fighting at this stage. And I would say that Hamas as well, particularly it's the month of Ramadan, and for many other reasons, they don't want to see a return to fighting either.
But are we just talking short term? I mean, longer term, do you think it's inevitable that the hostilities will resume?
I think in Israel's vision of it, then that is what they would expect to happen. But I think there's some really interesting things that have happened in the last couple of days. I think the fact that the Americans have spoken directly to Hamas is hugely consequential. And you just look at the language that one of their envoys, Adam Bowler, has been using in interviews, I think with CNN and with others yesterday, you know, saying we're not an agent of Israel. Now, he's not threatening Israel at all, but this Trump administration in everything they do goes about it in a different way. And this one has decided to talk directly to Hamas. And I think the Americans are determined to keep the ceasefire going. Publicly, of course, they're backing the Israelis, but they don't want the fighting to resume here. They're trying to end the fighting in Ukraine. They're trying to end the fighting in Gaza. They're trying to get an Iranian nuclear deal. I think a setback in Gaza would set back Trump's ambitions for, ultimately for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Middle East correspondent. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.